Very little, if any, structural damage has been reported from Gordon, which brought heavy rain and gusty winds to the Panhandle in South Alabama prior to hitting near Pascagoula, Mississippi. At least one local organization believes Gordon should be a wake-up call for homeowners.
Whenever there's a big gap of time between storms or even the threat of storms, people become complacent. And seeing a storm come this close, I think, is a wake-up call, and it should be.
Zach Gilmore is with Rebuild Northwest Florida, a not-for-profit 501c3 organization formed in the wake of Hurricane Ivan, whose 14th anniversary is this month.
On Thursday, September 16th, 2004, at 2 a.m., the eye of Hurricane Ivan made landfall at Gulf Shores, Alabama, with its highest winds of 140 miles per hour occurring over northwest Florida.
Ivan was the fourth largest natural disaster in U.S. history. About 9,000 of the area's 155,000 homes were razed. The storm inflicted major damage on about 15,000 others, and about 140,000 received some sort of damage. 50,000 people were displaced.
Greg Posey of Mountain Home, Arkansas, and a member of the Church of Christ disaster relief team summed it up best. "I've traveled to third world countries. This looks like a nuclear bomb went off in a third world country."
Rebuild Northwest Florida began offering wind mitigation for homes, home hardening gear such as hurricane clips, gable bracing, and other improvements designed to protect homes from objects that become airborne in high winds and from the wind itself.
Several of our homes went through the tornadoes a couple years ago without any structural damage. We offer a hardened home that not only gives peace of mind, but from what we understand, saves people on their homeowner's insurance.
But Rebuild and other such groups can only do so much. Gilmore says there are measures homeowners can take themselves to help ensure a stronger building and a safer property.
There are large branches from trees that are growing over the roof that I might need to cut back. Do I have a lot of things in my yard that could blow and break a window? Does it look like the gable ends of my home are stout and are sealed? Basically just routine maintenance.
And it's a simple formula. The closer you are to the coast, the more likely you're going to experience the winds that can damage your home. Gilmore points to areas such as the beaches, along with downtown Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Pay attention anytime there's even a threat. That way you can prepare your home under blue skies. And being that close to the coast, you're going to bear the full brunt of the storm. So it just makes sense to me that you would have a plan in place to protect your home and family.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic is starting to get cranked up. Besides Gordon, there are Hurricane Florence and two other developing systems off the coast of Africa. Could there be more action in the Gulf of Mexico? Rebuild Northwest Florida's Zach Gilmore says, stay tuned.
This is where you want to have a plan, be able to work your plan, and not be caught unaware. Always be watching the news. Never be caught from behind with this.
More information can be found at rebuildnwf.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.